John Thomas, the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Way You Choose. And today we're going to talk about the Christmas party. Yes, it's Christmas time. What a wonderful time of year. Snow outside, maybe you live in a warm climate, but it's lovely. You're feeling good. It's just such a wonderful time. You know, peace on earth, goodwill to men and women. You're feeling fine. You're happy with your life. Your kids may be fine. Your husband is fine. Your wife is fine. Life is good. There's just one little tiny thing that's a problem. You're fat and you can't stand it. You just hate it. And you weigh 50 pounds too much or 100 pounds too much or more or maybe 30 pounds too much. But whatever it is, you can't stand it. If it weren't for that one little thing, the fact that you're fat, you'd be perfect. But there it is, like the 180-pound, 800-pound gorilla in the room. It's there. You're fat. You don't even like to look at yourself in the mirror. Anyway, it's Christmas time, and you're happy, and you're feeling good, and you're invited to a Christmas party. What a good thing. Don't you love it? One of your neighbors having a party. You know, you can hardly wait to get there. You know what it's going to be like. Your neighbor has a big buffet every year. It's scrumptious. You just love it. There's lots of drinks. Anything you want to drink. And you know, the appetizers are terrific. There's cheese dips. There's greasy great cheese, greasy cheese, and there's shrimp, and there's salad with dressing all over, and you know there's giant amounts of turkey, and ham, and roast beef, and candied foods. There's potatoes, and gravy, and all sorts of vegetables, and the desserts are to die for. All that chocolate cake, pies, all you can eat, and everybody loves it. There's cheesecake, cream pies. You can hardly wait to go there. The food is so wonderful. You can hardly wait to gorge yourself. Wild horses could not keep you from going to this buffet. Hey, wait a minute. You probably haven't thought about this, but you're fat. You spent the entire year last year complaining about your weight, going on diets, going off diets, and you're really unhappy about it. But when push comes to shove, what are you doing? You want to gorge yourself with food. You know you're going to do it. Nothing could keep you away from this buffet. Nothing keep you going from the Christmas party and gorging yourself with food. You know you're going to regret it. You know you're going to be unhappy. You will regret it, and you will go back and you will chastise yourself and say, oh my gosh, why did I do that? It was so foolish. It was so stupid. But right after the new year, you know you're going to go on a diet. You're going to lose weight. Why put yourself through the exercise? Have you lost your mind? You're an adult. Maybe you have kids of your own. Hey, are your kids fat? Are they emulating you? Do they look to you as a role model? You're an example. Do you try to get your kids to weigh less, to eat less, to do something like you? But look at yourself. You're fat, and you made yourself fat, and you know that by going to this buffet and eating all the food that you know you're going to eat, you're going to remain fat. You are doing something to really harm yourself. You are doing something to punish yourself. You know you're going to regret it. You know you're going to be fat. And there you are, ready to do it. Think about it. Before you go there, tell yourself why you're going to gorge yourself with food. It's not a question to go into the buffet. You know exactly what you're going to do at the Christmas party. You're going to overeat. You're going to laugh. You're going to tell stories with your friends. You're going to be happy. And you want to participate. Not just eat enough to make yourself happy or full or nourished. You're going to gorge yourself. You don't want to miss any of that food. You would miss a piece of cake to save anything. Not a chance. So now, before you go, tell yourself, why am I doing this? By the way, this isn't a test. You know, you don't get a grade. This is to enable you to understand what you're doing. Think about it. You spent all last year complaining about your weight. You've done everything possible to try to lose weight or weigh less, and there you go. You're ready to blow the whole thing on one party. No. You really have to go ask yourself why you're doing this. You know, the most difficult part of this is telling yourself the truth. If you tell yourself the truth, you would say something like, if I don't do this, I'll feel deprived. I'll feel very unhappy. Emotionally, I'll be let down. I'll be really angry with myself if I don't eat all the food. Of course, you're going to be angry if you do eat all the food anyway. I tell you what, visualize it. It's what I call a virtual experience. Put yourself through the whole scenario. It doesn't have to wait for Christmas. It could be any time. Tell yourself, okay, see yourself in front of the table with all the buffets. Visualize the food. Now pretend that you didn't eat any, that you went up there and say, you know, I've had enough food for today or this year or whatever, and I'm too fat, and I know if I'm going to eat all this food, I'm going to make myself unhappy. And maybe I'll just have a couple of pieces of roast beef or turkey or ham and, you know, a few vegetables and a small drink and a little dessert. What would happen if you did that? Now, if you really want to tell yourself the truth, you would make yourself emotionally unhappy. If you have all the food and you stuff all the food in your mouth and you eat all the food, you'll feel glorious with all that food in your mouth, the taste on your tongue. It's terrific. And it's why you're doing it, because you have an emotional experience. It's a positive emotional feeling. If you don't have it, it's going to be negative to you. That's because you're relying on food to solve your emotional problems and make your emotional problems go away, make you feel better. If you take yourself through the virtual experience and feel what is causing you to do that stupid thing of eating all that food, then you'll begin to understand why you made yourself fat and why you're keeping yourself fat. Feel it. Then you know why you got fat and how come. They're all the same thing. They're all for emotional reasons. There is nothing else. Logically, you would say to yourself, you know, I'm going to go to this buffet, and I really weigh 50 pounds too much, and it's silly, it's ruining my life, it's making myself unhappy, stops me from being absolutely perfect, so I'm just going to have a little bit of food. Chance of you saying that is zero. But logically, wouldn't you say that? I mean, after all, if your goal is to weigh less, why wouldn't you say something like that? You should. The problem is you can't. And you won't be able to until you understand why you've done this to yourself. Keep in mind, you've done it to yourself. No one forced you to do this. You go into the Christmas party, nobody tells you how much food you have to eat. Nobody tells you how many calories to put into your system. Nobody's telling you to eat all the desserts. Nobody. It's just you. Remember that, it's just you. And there isn't anybody outside of you that's going to solve this for you. You're the only person. There isn't anybody else. That's really critical that you understand that. It's all within you. That's why don't look outside for a diet or a magic pill. It's all within you. It's not the food. The food just lays there. It's up to you to do it. And if you'll stick with us and stick with me and follow what I say, but keep in mind it's free. I don't want any of your money. Do it. Just pretend you're at the Christmas party. Put yourself through the emotional experience. If you don't do that, you won't understand the problem. Anyway, this is John Thomas. Stick with us. You'll have a good time, and you'll solve all your fat problems. You'll weigh anything you want to weigh.